Hello, and welcome to the Language of God. My name is Stefan De La Cruz, and I am the Friend of God. On today's podcast, I continue this new series called The Age of the Hunters. In the Age of the Hunters series, I share my thoughts about the 2020 Corona pandemic, the end of time, also known as the last days, and the age of the hunters found in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16. I will bring these great events together and show how God is preparing his people for this new age. Let us begin. The Age of the Hunters, part 3, Persecution in the Garden of God. Today, as I continue the Age of the Hunters series, I want to talk about the persecution in the Garden of God. Is it persecution, or are we living in the Garden of God? We have to understand what is going on here. Are we being persecuted by our enemies and by the world, or are we living in the presence of God and growing in His presence? Now, if we are living in the Garden of God, then what we must be feeling and seeing as persecution is God taking care of His garden by pruning and cutting away the old ways to make room for the new ways. So if we're all living in God's presence and we are in the Garden of God, then maybe this persecution of the church isn't from our enemies. I'll touch more on that a bit later. Right now, I want to touch again on the end of time. Time is a concept, a dimension created for us, just as this universe we live in. Its purpose, time, is to complete God's plans and prepare us for what is coming after time has ended. This life is just the beginning. Remember that. Here's an example that may help to understand living at the end of time. Imagine a person passing away, dying. They're in their deathbed. They take one last breath and expel that last breath. That last breath is where we all are living in. As that last breath is expelled, we know there will be no more. It is the end. That is where we are in the last days. That is the time we have left before God's plans are finished. That last breath being expelled is where we live, where we exist right now. There will be no more time given to anyone. I want to share with you a vision I had back in October of 1996. It was a Saturday afternoon when I was taken into this vision. Now, speaking of the end of time, this vision addressed that very subject, time. And what's so interesting is that I experienced this vision back in 1996, and here we are in the year 2020. Now, I will speak in the language of the vision as I share it with you. As I opened my eyes in this vision, I was standing on the earth. I could see the ends of the earth, also the great cities and nations that ruled in the last days. I heard a loud blast that shook the ground. Then it repeated, and the whole earth shook. The people in the great cities and the people of the nations began to fear. And they asked each other, "What is happening? Why does the earth shake? And why is there so much fear?" Then I heard the blast again. This time, I looked in the direction it came. I saw in the clouds, high above the earth, what at first appeared to be a great eagle. As I looked closer, I saw it was an angel with great wings like an eagle. It flew back and forth over the great cities and the nations of the earth. The angel was saying something to the people of the earth. When it opened its mouth, a great blast came out that shook the earth, but I could not understand the meaning. As I kept looking at the angel, I began to receive the interpretation of the loud blast. This is what was being said to the people of the earth. Woe unto all who live on the earth, for the end of time has come. Woe to those who do not know God, for time has ended and no more will be given. This great angel flew over the earth repeating this message, this warning. Now once I understood the words in the vision, I returned back to myself and wrote down the vision. Fast forward to the year 2020. Something great and fearful has happened to the people on this earth. Something that affects the whole earth, a pandemic, the coronavirus. Every nation on the planet and every city is affected. We are living at the end of time. Now, how does that affect us as believers, as Christians, those who follow Christ? Well, for us, it has affected the church in a way that many of us did not see coming. And that is that the churches were shut down. They were closed. And a lot of you who are listening right now have experienced this. This for you is one of those moments like you would say to me, duh, no kidding. For months, actually, weeks, we have been at home, not able to go to church, to worship God, to interact with fellow believers. And this is just not here in the United States, but this is all over the world. You see, churches have been closed all over the world. To you who listen to this podcast years from now, maybe even decades from now, this is the year 2020, when a global event changed the whole world, and it changed the church world forever, and how we worship God. Something happened to the church in every nation, and I want to talk about that something. Now, many pastors, church leaders on the internet and social media are sharing various thoughts of what it could all mean, this something that happened. Obviously, the coronavirus is the main culprit of what happened. Let's take a better look at this something that happened. Now, one thing these pastors and church leaders and Christians all have in common is this one thing. They believe the church is under persecution. Even individual people of the churches from all over the world are posting on their sites their concerns of the church being persecuted. A fear has taken over them, and it is overwhelming them as they see and hear what is happening in the church world today. This coronavirus, and it has affected the church. The churches have been closed. The way we worship is changed. And this change, this unknown, has brought up in many churches, many denominations, and inside many people, fear. Fear has arisen among the people of God. And this fear has caused many in the church, many of the church leaders, to have dreams and visions. And they share their fears through their dreams, which causes the body of believers to take on their fear of what is coming. If you remember, Joshua and Caleb had a similar experience. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verses 26 through 23, Moses had sent 12 men to go into the new promised land to check it out, see what was going on. And when the men came back, they gave the report to Moses and to the people. And 10 of those men gave a bad report, and they basically told all the congregation, all the people, and they shared with them their fears. Now, you have to understand, these 10 men were men of God. They feared the Lord, but they had a spirit of fear. They had a spirit that was defeated. And so through that filter, they shared what they saw in the new land that God had given them, this wonderful promised land. But they had to take it. And so they shared through their filter which was fear, a spirit of defeat. And this is what they said to the people. The land we explore devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. They were giants. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes compared to them. And when they looked at us, they saw us as grasshoppers. We cannot take this land. So in that same filter of fear, the people of God today in the year 2020, they're sharing their dreams and their visions. And many of them are filled with fear that the world is coming to an end, that there won't be any food, there won't be any medicine, that everything will be out of control. Greater is our enemy, coronavirus, than our God. And it's just a bad report that's coming out of these leaders of the church. And it's not helpful. It's the truth, what they feel and what they've seen, but it's through a filter of fear. So Caleb and Joshua, when it was their turn to speak, they got up and said, "Hey, we can take them. Let's go and take the land that God has given us. Let's not wait. Let's do it now." So those two men had a spirit of victory, of authority. And in this year of 2020, what kind of spirit do you want? Choose. Either you'll be like the 10 that feared that we can't do this, they're too great for us, or you'll be like the 2, Caleb and Joshua, who said, "We can do it. We can take them." That reminds me of the story of adult eagles, how they prepare their young eagles to fly. When the eagles are born, the adult eagles make a nest high in the mountains, in the crevice. And they make it so that it's comfortable and warm. It's a great place for the young eagles to grow. But when they come to a certain age, the adult eagles begin to change that environment. They'll place thorns and stones and sticks inside the nest, making it uncomfortable for the young eagles. You see, the young eagles now must learn how to fly. They must have a desire to move on to the next level of their adulthood. In a similar way, God does this with his people. He makes things uncomfortable so that they will mature and grow and move on to the next place. God has done this in the past. He did it with Moses and in the days of Jeremiah and Daniel. Each time, God changed the way things were done in the church. God prepared his people for a new way of doing his work by world events. Let's talk about one of those world events that happened in the Bible that could have been considered a pandemic or equivalent to a pandemic. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, we find in the very first verse that a persecution began the day Stephen, a believer in Christ, was killed for sharing the good news, for sharing the gospel. It says it this way, Acts chapter 8, verse 1. A great wave of persecution began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem, and all the believers were scattered through the regions of Judea and Samaria. Now, if you read the story of what happened in chapter 7 of Acts, the book of Acts, verse 54, here's what happened. Stephen was taken before the Pharisees and asked to explain himself. Stephen was a man full of the Holy Spirit, and he was doing great exploits and sharing the good news during a time when the people of God were being questioned. The righteous, those who stood up for what was right, were being questioned. In the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 54, this is what it says. Here's the backstory. Acts chapter 7, verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. So this event began a time of persecution for the church. It was the beginning of being prepared for new work. You see, the church saw it at that time. The people of the church saw it as persecution, and they scattered. But God sees it as a beginning, a time of being prepared for new work. Now, today, where we're at in 2020, as I've shared earlier, there are many pastors and leaders of the church and even people in the church that are having dreams and visions, and they're sharing all these different things with everyone on their websites and their social media. And there's a lot of fear going around right now. But I want to encourage you right now to understand that this persecution is not, as I shared, it's not coming from the enemy. It's actually coming from God. And what we call persecution, it's not actually persecution. Let's take a moment and look at the whole picture. Let's look beyond the fear, the unknown. Let's look beyond the persecution. Let's use this example. As fruit trees and fruit-bearing vines need to be pruned to produce more fruit for the next season, so God prunes his church to prepare them to bear more fruit for the next season. We do not like this process, not at all. In fact, the word we use to describe the cutting away, the pruning, is persecution. No one likes the cutting away of things that we are comfortable with. No one. Now, during this time of cutting away and pruning by the hand of God, we are reminded of how comfortable the way things are. Before the pruning, we know where to go and we know what to do. We have our favorite pews waiting for us at church, you know, that special place in church that we each like to sit and get ready for the service and worship. We know that our pastor doesn't keep us more than an hour or so. And if he does, it must be really good. And when the service is over, we meet up with our circle of friends in that church. Then we have a meal and we head on home. And it's another beautiful day as a Christian. So the pruning, the cutting away of God reminds us of all these comfortable things that we had. But here we are after the church has been closed and we've lost all that. And so we call that persecution. We are being persecuted. The church is being persecuted because the way it once was is gone. So why do we need to change? The purpose of the change we are all going through is so that we can be prepared for the will of God as we step into a new season, a new age. The way things used to be are changing, and the unknown of how it will all turn out allows for fear. That's what's going on here. And alarm and distress to enter into our spirits. So the Christian world and leaders have forgotten that God does this, not just the enemy, but God does this for his people, preparing us. So all this change and all this pain that we are feeling is for us to grow. If you remember what the angel said when speaking to Daniel in the book of Daniel, chapters 11 and 12, that in the last age, the last days, that some of the wise will stumble, but they will stumble so that they can be refined, purified, and may be made spotless. So here we are, stumbling, many of us, because church is no longer the way it used to be. But its purpose is so that we can be refined, be prepared. And when we stumble and when we fall, what happens during that time of the unknown? People start sharing with one another about all these dreams and these visions and the end of the world and the end of the way it used to be, which allows for fear because it's unknown of exactly what's going to happen. And alarm and distress begins to enter into our spirits. And all that fear leads us to blame our enemies because we say to ourselves, no loving God would cause us such distress. But fear has blinded us. And we can't see that it is God preparing us for the next season, preparing you for what is coming ahead. So remember, the persecution you feel right now may be God pruning and cutting away the old way of doing things from your life to make room for the new harvest and the new way that is coming. And think about this. The 12 men that Moses sent to survey the new promised land, well, that promised land looked fearful and overwhelming to 10 of those mighty men of God, so much that it put a spirit of fear and defeat into them. But to Caleb and Joshua, the other two men, it was a land already given to them, and it was there just for the taking. These two men had a spirit of victory and strength. Speaking of having a spirit of victory and strength, you know those people that were scattered in the book of Acts in chapter 8 that I spoke about earlier? Well, those people, if you read further down in that chapter around verse 14, it says that they began to preach and teach and share the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere they were scattered to. In fact, in a whole new world, in a strange place, an unknown place, they began to thrive. I know that for some of you right now, in this year, 2020, you've lost everything. You've lost your jobs. You've lost your business. You may even have lost loved ones. And it just doesn't seem right. But I want to encourage you that where you're at right now, you can thrive. Give it all over to Jesus, all the hurt, the pain, the rejection, the lost, and ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him to help, and He will hear you, for you're not alone. And for those out there that are wondering, what do we do? There is something that we can all do. A call is going out to the people of God. Send forth the hunters. What kind of spirit will you have? A spirit of fear and defeat? Or a spirit of victory and strength? Will you answer the call of the hunters? Thank you for joining me. I hope this podcast has been a blessing in your life. Join me on my next podcast as I continue with the Age of the Hunters series, Hunting Wolves. If you enjoyed this show, please share it with one person this week. Encourage others to listen to the Age of the Hunters. You can connect with me at Facebook or by email. You can find this information at my website, thelanguageofgod.net. When contacting me, please include the show title you are commenting on. You were placed here on this earth for such a time as this. Go and enjoy your life. I encourage you to live. Break free of the things holding you back and live. Shake off the chains that hold you down. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life and live again. I invite you to drink from the river of life and to live again. Have a great day, and remember, you are not alone.